Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Tuesday the 1st of April, Rabbi Yehuda Brody, Kiddush Levona.
Good morning, Rosh Chodesh. Today, as some of you know, is the Yotzei Tamashver, and the Shia should be Lili Nishmas, Chameleza Bereb Yaakov. I make no apologies for speaking about the subject of Kiddush Levona. Someone said that Kiddush Levona has got to do with lunatics, and April the 1st is April Fool's Day, it's a shtickle Inyana Dioma. But that's not the Inyana Dioma which I had in mind. First of all, being Rosh Chodesh, it is a shtickle Inyana Dioma, though interestingly enough, it's something which, although it's Rosh Chodesh, we can't yet do till we're a little bit further advanced into the month, when each person according to his minhag, some wait 3 days, 7 days, should be a little bit possibility of being nene from the Ayah Halavona. Having said that, it's obviously something which comes around each time Rosh Chodesh one is again faced with the mitzvah drabonon of doing Kiddush Levona. And secondly, as we'll see, we're still within Tuesday, still ahead to speak about the Shabbos L'Sha'avah. And last week we lay in Parshas HaChodesh, Shabbos HaChodesh. And that obviously has got a strong connection, as we'll see, with the mitzvah of Kiddush Levona. Although let's not forget that I'm talking about Kiddush Levona, and in Parshas HaChodesh we're talking about the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, of the basin of the Sanhedrin, declaring when is Rosh Chodesh. But as we'll see, the two are closely connected to each other. But obviously, if one thinks about it for a moment, Parshas HaChodesh, chapter Yud Beis, Perek Yud Beis, in Shemais, is one of the most choshuva parts of the Torah. How do we know that? Because Rashi tells us that. Rashi, at the very, very beginning of the Torah, says, B'shem Reb Yitzchak, some say Reb Yitzchak was his father, the Medrash clearly springs this B'shem Reb Yitzchak, whoever the Reb Yitzchak was, right, says very clearly that Be'emes the Torah should have started with the Pasha which we named last Shabbos, with HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, and it's only for historic reasons, in order to give us our title deeds to Eretz Yisrael, that's why it starts with Bereshis, to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and Mimele he can give any country to whom soever he wishes, he can give Eretz Yisrael to us, he can give Crimea to the Russians, whoever he wants to give countries to, he can do, they can have it, because they're tight, right, as long as they leave us with our Eretz Yisrael, right? So that's a very pivotal and a very yesodistic parasha with which to begin the Torah, our rights to Eretz Yisrael, and the connection, therefore, between Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, is HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, would have been the beginning, and as we'll see, Mitz Hashem, hopefully at the end of the year, that we'll see that this is an equally important yesod. Rashi says the reason is because HaChodesh Hazeh is the first mitzvah which was said collectively to Klal Yisrael. But Efsha, as we'll see, that the parasha of HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem also has in it a yesod which is equal to the yesod which we would have learnt which we learn from Bereshis of the connection between Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. Is although that parasha, obviously, as I said, deals with Kiddush HaChodesh, but there is, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa on the basis to declare each month when Rosh Chodesh falls. Kiddush Levona is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, but as I said, we'll see that there's a clear connection. Is those of us, some about everyone in the room here, who are Zaydas, or who have certainly been fathers, know that the hardest questions are the questions which are asked by your children. Daddy, why is this? Daddy, why is that? These are not Londisher questions. These are usually questions, Daddy's nodding his head, right? These are usually questions which are, I don't want to call them Balabatisha questions, but they're usually things which one hasn't thought about, and they're so obvious, and you wonder why you didn't think about them. These are the sort of children which, questions which children ask you, which you've got to be prepared for. Is in Shalas and Chumas Mashag, he brings a question which his child, Mistama, quite a young child, asked him. And he falls into that category. And he asked him, Daddy, Mistama Tata, when he was speaking to the Mashag. So he said to him as follows, he said, we do Kiddush Levona every month. Why is it called Kiddush Levona, sanctifying the moon, right? There's nothing holy about the moon. There's nothing Kodesh about the moon. Is where does it come? Where does this expression come from of Kiddush Levona? And the Mashag was Be'emus a little bit flummoxed by this question, and he attempted to give an answer, but he was not happy with the answer he gave, whether it doesn't record for posterity in the Tshuva whether his son was happy with the answer he gave, but certainly the Mashag was not happy with the answer that he gave. And the Mashag said as follows, he says, Be'emus is takaratos. It's very, very easy to get mixed up between the words Chiddush and Kiddush. Especially if you've had Kiddush, you can easily get mixed up. These are words which are very, very similar to each other. Right? And therefore the Mashag suggested that over the course of the centuries, the mitzvah d'rabbanan used to be called Kiddush Levona, and that's a very good way of describing the mitzvah because it's something which we do bisman chiddush halavona, and because the word chiddush and the word kiddush are very closely similar to each other, the mimela, and because obviously of kiddush hachodesh, the whole thing got mixed up. That's what the Mashag said, at least, to try and placate and satisfy his son's query. But the Mashag himself says it's very, very hard, first of all, to say that Klal Yisrael should be basing a mitzvah and calling a mitzvah on the basis of a Torah. That's very, very hard to say. And secondly, and perhaps more conclusively, he says that you find this lashon of Kiddush Levana in the Paskim, right? The Beis Yosef calls it that, the Maril called it that, the Gemara calls it that. It's to say that these shitters, right, these Paskim, these Gedolim, should refer to a mitzvah by a name which is a Torah, is very, very hard to imagine. You know, the Mashag basically doesn't accept this as the answer. But Emes, it's interesting to note that the actual name of what we do is L'chora Shtikla Machlokes anyway. There is a Machlokes in the Gemara, it's brought in Masechus Sforim, Sofrim, in the Medrash, in the Yerushalmi, as to exactly what the bracha was when they were Mekadish Chadoshim, Kiddush HaChodesh, by the Sanhedrin, by the basin, is a mitzvah like any other mitzvah, and therefore requires a bracha, right? We don't sort of picture them standing up and making a bracha, but it's a mitzvah like any other mitzvah, needs a bracha. Is Be'emes, there is a machlekes, in Masechus Sofrim, it says very clearly that the bracha is Mekadesh Chodoshim, but the Yerushalmi brings that the Nusach is Mekadesh Chodoshim, that when they used to get up and say the Mekudesh, Mekudesh, to declare the month to be sanctified, to declare the Kedush HaKodesh, there the Taka said, Mechadesh Chodoshim. It's a Mela, there's a Machlokes. And that Machlokes, the Medrash Be'emes brings this Machlokes as well, and Lechora, the Machlokes is mirrored by exactly what the Bracha should be on Kedush HaKodesh, right? Whether the Bracha, which we say, should be Mechadesh Chodoshim or Mechadesh Chodoshim. Is Be'emes, the Bracha were Mechadesh Chodoshim, then it would be very good. Then, because of that, that's why we call it Kiddush Levana. But that's not the bracha which we make. We don't pass in like the shitta which says that the bracha is Mekadesh Chodoshim, or like the shitta that says that that was the bracha when they did Kiddush HaKodesh Bizman Habayis. Our bracha is Mekadesh Chodoshim. That's how we say the bracha. It's made from the bracha, the kasha becomes even starker, that we clearly call it in the bracha Kiddush HaKodesh Mekadesh Chodoshim. Comes back the kasha therefore very strongly as to why we call this mitzvah Kiddush Levana. It's in Minchas Osher from Rav Moshe Weisschlitter. He gives two fascinating reasons, right, whether these are the real reasons or just suggestions I leave to the Olam to decide, but he gives two fascinating reasons as to why it is that we refer to the bracha and to the mitzvah as Kiddush Levana rather than Kiddush Levana. And the first one is, he quotes a Chazal, a well-known Chazal. We say it actually in Kiddush Levana itself. Chazal, the Lashon of Chazal is Kol HaMavorech Al HaChodesh Ki'ilu Mekabel Penei Shechina. Anyone who does Kiddush HaChodesh, makes Birkas HaChodesh and makes the bracha on the renewal of the moon each month, is Ki'ilu Mekabel Penei Shechina. And as we say this in the Tefillah, right, we refer in our own Tefillahs, when we say Kiddush Levana, we refer to it as being Kabbalas Penei Hashchina. Right, again, sometimes when one prepares these things, one thinks a little bit, yeah, why is that? Right, it's Be'emes a Shtikle Kasha, almost, how we can call it Kabbalas Penei Hashchina, right? We're so careful, right? Many people look at the moon and then they daven towards the moon. We're very careful not to give any suggestion that we're Chas V'Shalom considering the Levana to be a deity and that we're davening towards the Levana and davening for the Levana. Nevertheless, we're somehow or other saying, yes, every time and every month, you see the moon again and you look at the moon, Penei Hashchina, that's the face of the Shchina, it's Mekabel Penei Hashchina, right? It could be, and I'm not really sure what the Pshat is in the Chazal, I didn't have time to look it up, but it could be that Fakir, we learn from there the existence of the Shechina. Right? We say Taka in the Brocha, Shlei Shanu es Tafkidom, Sosim es Mechim Lasus and Soin Koinom. Those who held Khalila, right, that the moon or the sun or the planets, as they did with Man Enosh, that they felt that the planets had within themselves a divinity, and they themselves were deities, then it's quite poshut that if something is a divinity and it's a deity, it does what it wants, when it wants. It's not subservient and it's not answerable to anyone. The fact that the moon and the stars and the sun and the planets is lo yishanu es tafkidom sosim usmeichim lasus oikodim, that they don't have any independence of their own, and month after month and year after year, decade and century and millennia after each other, they're doing exactly the same thing to the same orbit, and doing exactly as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do them bizman when he set them in their orbit at the time of Bereishit. That itself is the greatest raya, that these things have no power and no identity of their own. And mimela, that's the Kabbalah explanation, and that's a reaffirmation of the fact that the planets and the stars and the moon are not deities in themselves. Cholila, they are shamosim, rather, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he says as follows, where do we know that from? That's the drush of it. But where's the Mekoyah of it? Where do we know? Where is the Mekoyah that there is an Indian of Kabbalah's Pnei Hashkinah when one does Kiddush Levonah? It's an interesting, I didn't know this, an interesting Zerah Shavah. It's obviously only an Asmachta, because as we said, Kiddush Levonah is only a mitzvah drabonon, so there can't be a Zerah Shavah in the full sense of the word, but Chazal bring a Zerah Shavah. What's a Zerah Shavah? We say HaKodesh HaZeh Lochem, that refers to the new moon, the new month, which is an asmachta, at least, to the idea of Kiddush Levana, which we do each time the moon renews itself. HaKodesh HaZeh Lochem. And there's another passage which says, Zeh Keli Ve'anvehu. Gzeir Shabbat Zeh Zeh. Is HaKodesh HaZeh Lochem. Is equivalent to Zeh Keli Ve'anvehu. And we know that, as Chazal tells us, as Rashi tells us, on the parasha Ro'as HaShiv Chaliyam, that there was a Gilui Shechina, an unbelievable Gilui Shechina. Is that Gilui Shechina is the Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, which we have every time we do Kiddush Levana, which is Merumas, and where there's an Asmakta, HaKadosh HaZeh Lochem, which comes out an amazing thing, that if one takes that Gezeirah Shavah to its full extent, so I don't know what Kabbalah's Pnei Hashkinah is like or isn't like, right, exactly what that means, right? But there are levels, presumably, in Kabbalah's Pnei Hashkinah. We know that the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the way one sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu depends on the people. Chazal tell us, Moshe Rabbeinu had this Aspeklari HaMeira, or this Aspeklari She'inu Meira. If there was ever a Gilui Hashkinah which was mamish in its totality, it was the one which we had at Kriyas Yamsuf, where that's how Chazal depicted. Ro'at HaShivcha Layom, she saw a greater clarity in HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Yecheskel Ben Buzi saw in his Nevuah. And that's what we see, and that's what we see when we do HaKadosh HaZeh Lachem, right? It's an amazing thing, right? The impact of Kiddush Levana, when we Mekadosh Levana, we see the Levana and we realize that that is a me'en of a Kiddush of a Kabbalah's Pnei Hashkinah, and leads us to a recognition of what a Kaddish Baruch Hu is and the power of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that ought to be, and that can be, the potential is certainly there, can be the same level of revelation as was on Kriyas Yamsuf. That's one pshat, maybe because of the Gezeirah Shavah, right, of HaKodesh, HaZeh Lachem, and Zeh Kedi Va'anvehu, right, and Kolam Avorach, it's HaKodesh, so there's a strong connection, therefore, between Kiddush HaKodesh and Kiddush Levana, as seen from this Gezeirah Shavah, which finds itself in the parasha of Kiddush HaKodesh. Bimele suggests to Moshe Weiss that that's why it's called Kiddush Levana, because we want to stress the connection between Kiddush Levana and Kiddush HaKodesh, because that's where the Mekoyah of Kiddush Levana and the beauty and the strength and the power of Kiddush Levana finds itself in the pasuk in that parasha of HaKodesh HaZeh Lachem. That's one suggestion which he makes. Second suggestion which he makes is a very interesting medrash. And the medrash says as follows. I'm not sure quite whether this is minogenu nowadays, but the medrash says that when a person became engaged, so his kala was now his kala, right, he would give her a small gift, a small token, to show that they're now engaged, that she's now an arusa, that she's now engaged to him, right? We don't quite follow this in the value of the ring, right? The ring which we give at the engagement is a more valuable present than the ring we give under the chuppah. But that's how the Medrash says that with a kala one gives a small gift in order to symbolize the new relationship of chosan and kala. When a person takes a wife, that's obviously a much closer relationship, and that's mirrored by the fact that the gift one would give to the wife, and the gifts which one gives to one's wife over the years, right, is a much larger gift than the gift one gave to the kala. It says the Medrash as follows, that in this world, right, we are a kala to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we know that, we say that every morning, we said it this morning, put on the tefillin very drastically, right, the relationship in this world between Kali Sol and a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the relationship of a chosan of kala, of an arusa, which is a weaker relationship. There are those, I've seen it brought down, that in a way, it's a bit sad that when one thinks about it, right? We're going through thousands and thousands of years, and the relationship which should be with Cloudy Soil is only on that early level of the relationship of the relation of the Arusa. That's a bit sad. That's a sobering thought. I've seen it brought down that there is a every con has a pro. And the truth is that the excitement of Arusa is maybe greater because it becomes engaged. The excitement level in some ways is perhaps a greater excitement than the wedding. The wedding is something which you can see and you come to it and you expect again and you're building up to it and have other wedding days and go out to your day. But the moment a person becomes a chosan, it's too long for me to remember, but maybe others can remember, at the moment one becomes a chosan, this is mamish a change in total in status. Before I was a bocher and I had to smoke privately, now I'm a chosan, I can give out cigarettes publicly. I have many things which a chosan can do which a bocher can't do, including talking to his colour. Right? The excitement of that moment is perhaps a greater excitement. That's perhaps what's meant by Beriastically, that the excitement of the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be on that level of excitement, on that pitch which is there between an Arusa and an Arusa, between a Chosan and Kala. But in this world we're called an Arusa, and therefore, says the Medrash, that the Matona which we get is a small Matona. We get the Levona. The Levona is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how do we know we get it? The Medrash again says an interesting thing. Where does it say in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Levona? The Mefurash HaPasuk, says the Medrash, says HaKadosh has there Lokem. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the month, the moon, which is the Chodesh, which governs the month. I say, Elohim, this is my little gift to you, Klal Yisrael, but it's only a little gift. In the future, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a son, the Pasuk, V'amaskilim Yashiru Kezoya HaRakia. In the future, when there's Mashiach, then we will shine, every tzaddik, V'amaskilim will shine Kezoya HaRakia, then we'll get the sun. Remela, since the moon is used to create the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, which is the relationship of Kiddushin, suggests Rav Asher Weiss, that's why it's called Kiddush Levona, right? It's the Levona which is used as a present to represent and to symbolize the Kiddushin, the betrothal, the state of Oros and Arusa, Chotzer and Kala, which exists between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. Maybe that's two suggestions which he makes, right? Why we call this mitzvah Kiddush Levona, when, as I said, Kiddush Levona would have been a more natural way of describing it. I want to talk about a couple of inyanim, the time we have available, just two inyanim out of the many inyanim one could speak about Kiddush Levona. The first inyanim which I want to speak about is Noshim B'Kiddush Levona, right? Our women Chayev in Kiddush Levona. As the Mishnah Berurah brings, B'Shem the Mogen Avraham, that, as one would expect, the Noshim HaPotter, Mitzvah Saseh Shazaman Groma, this is a mitzvah which comes from time to time. It's not something which you can do on the 25th of the Chodesh. You've got to do it within its time. The mitzvah kicks in, as we'll see, with each month, possibly. And that's when it comes. If the Mena says the Mishnah Berurah, B'Shem the Mogen Avraham, right? If you'd have to give a classic example of a mitzvah Saseh Shazaman Groma, that's what you'd say. This is a mitzvah which comes only from time to time. There are times in the month when you can do it, and there are times in the month that you cannot do it, and therefore Noshim HaPotter, because the Ptura Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma goes on all mitzvahs, whether the mitzvahs Min HaTorah or mitzvahs Drabonim. There are certain mitzvahs Drabonim which Noshim have got. Right, but this is certainly falls, says the Mishnah Berurah, between the Mogen Avraham, into the normal klal of a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma and Noshim HaPotter. Comes along Reb Shlomo Kluger and says, no, it's clear in the writings and the tshuvas of Reb Shlomo Kluger that he said very, very clearly that Noshim Achayev in Kiddush Levona, which begs the question, why should that be? Why should that be? Right, and if it's a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma, why on earth should Noshim be Chayev? Or let's put it the other way. If Noshim are Chayev, then it must be that Reb Shlomo Kluger learned that it's not a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma. Because if it were, then it would be a patur. If Reb Shlomo Kluger says the Chayev, that must be that he learned it wasn't a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma. How can one explain that? It's amazing that there is a mahalich in the Achronim, which is based on the Rishonim. And it's not so easy sometimes to understand it and to explain it, but basically the Mahalach is as follows. Let's just take a good example. The Shehiyonu, which we make on a new fruit. There's no one in this room would say that that is a mitzvah saseh shazaman groma. I could argue with you that it is. You make a new fruit on a papaya, you make a Shehiyonu on a papaya, try and get hold of a papaya, right? Nowadays, the fruits are available most of the year because one imports, but at times when it wasn't, therefore many people don't say Shehiyonu. But at the times when that wasn't the case, right, and fruits were seasonal, and you had a new fruit, and you made a Shehiyonu, would anyone in this room say that women shouldn't make that Shehiyonu because it's a mitzvah, say, Shazaman Groma? Of course you wouldn't. You say that it's nothing to do with the time. It just so happens that, practically speaking, there is not an opportunity to do this mitzvah all the year round. Were there that opportunity, then there wouldn't be a Shehiyonu, right? But the Shehiyonu is not dependent on a particular time of the year because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzvah, do it at that particular time. It's a pragmatic thing. It's a practical thing. You can do it only at a certain time. Is Meina the Mephoshim say that exactly the same? That is the Pshat of Shlomo Kluger. Kiddush Levana Be'emes is not something which you can have to do. It's not like a mitzvah which the Torah said, do it at the beginning of the month, and that's the time, don't do it later on in the month. That's not the case. Kiddush Levana could, in theory, have been done at any time. It's just that the opportunity isn't there. The opportunity demands that you see a Kiddush Levana, you see a Kiddush Levana, you see the new moon reappear again after it's been absent for a couple of days. Is that so happens to be on that particular time? But it's not the mitzvah which is told to do that we've got to do it on that day. It's the opportunity which only arises on that particular situation. Remember, it's like checking on a new fruit. It's not that you have to make it then. Shmer, you have to think about this.
Right? You that's second
heaven.
After the
feud, you can't do it. Yeah, you can't do it, but it's only because practically you can't do it. Practically you can't do it because it's got to be done at the demand of Kiddush Levana, when you see a new moon and you see the new moon in its infancy. Once the new moon is over already, then that's not the demand of Kiddush. It's a practical thing, not a pragmatic thing. The Mephoshim take this line in many mitzvahs, right? The Beturi Evan says that Bikurim is not a mitzvah sasei shazaman gomo. Why is it not a mitzvah sasei shazaman gomo? Either the mitzvah Bikurim is only at a certain time. No, because it's practically speaking, Bikurim demands, right? Bikurim dictates that you bring the new fruits. The new fruits happen to be at that time. That's the practical time, the pragmatic time. It's not like Lulav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have commanded shake the Lulav any time in the year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a particular time when we shake the Lulav, a particular time when we eat matzahs. Those are dictated by Zaman. These are mitzvahs which, in theory, you could have done anything. There's nothing to stop you shaking the Lulav in the middle of Nisan, if that's what Hashem would have wanted. These mitzvahs have to be then, because if they're not then the practically speaking, you've missed the time. Bikurim has to be when the fruits are new. Kiddush Levana has to be when the moon is new. Says the Ramban, Sfiras HaOmer is also not Kiddush, a mitzvah sasei shazaman gomo. When do you count Sfiras HaOmer? It's between Pesach and Shavuos, but that's just the opportunity. You've got to count it, because that is the time to count it, between the Omer and the Shnei Lechem. In theory, that mitzvah could have been at any time of the year. Remember, it's not a mitzvah. And the same thing, we're coming now, today is Tachah the first day, Zichah Binyan and Yom of the Bichas for Ilonos. Again, Noshim normally make the brach on Ilonos. You make it in the month of Nisan. No, because that's when practically, that's when the month. It's Bimela, that's Peshat in the Reb Shlomo Kluger, that Kiddush Levana is not necessarily mitzvah sasei shazaman gomo. You're taking advantage of an opportunity. You're not doing a mitzvah which is given on a specific time. You have to work out how Pesach and Shavuos work into that, right? I was thinking last night, Pesach is Avada Mitzvah Sasei Shazaman Gomo. It couldn't really have been at any other time of the year, right? It had to be there for practical reasons, because that's when we went down to Mitzrayim, and Shavuos was 7 weeks later. It's exactly how Pesach and Shavuos, that'll leave you with a little bit to think about. We know, though, let's go back with the Mishnah Berurah Mehalach, that it's a Mitzvah Sasei Shazaman Gomo, but we know that Noshim are Mechayev themselves in many Mitzvah Sasei Shazaman Gomo, right? Although they're potter. Shofar, most women are meticulous to go and hear shofar. Many women bend shluluf. Right? Certainly amongst the Minig Ashkenaz, they make a brach on it. The Sfarim don't make a brach on it. But even mitzvahs which they are potter, they are mechayev themselves. And yet, Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah which women don't, we see they don't do it. Why is that? The Magen Avraham again comes along, and the Magen Avraham says that those mitzvahs which were noshim were mechayev themselves are mitzvahs which involve a ma'aseh. They didn't want to be left out of the action. They didn't want to be left out of the activity. It's something which involves a pull and a ma'aseh, that women were mechayev themselves. Something which is merely a brocha, women were not mechayev themselves in that. The Shlah says that be'emes, the women have got a certain allergy, let's say, to Kiddush Levana, right? Because Kiddush Levana has got to do with the moon waxing and waning, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a mamayit the Levana because of he saw that the world could not exist, right, with the Levana with its full brightness, right? And the Rambam says that Be'emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Levana complained and said, Yefshel Lishnei Ma'ira, he said, I don't want to be the same as the sun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't need to lessen the moon and make the moon smaller, and he could have made the sun bigger. That would have achieved the same purpose. Right? You moon, you're complaining, shouldn't be that, make the sun bigger. But he couldn't make the sun bigger because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided there's only got to be a certain amount of light, of brightness in the world, because the rest was put away, la'ati lava, for the tzaddikim, because of the hate which was going to be prevalent in the world. It's mimele women are connected with me at Levana, mimele they don't do Kiddush Levana. Others say that it's an inyan of kaltabuda bas melech benima, because it's something which is done outdoors. Mimele it wasn't considered tzniyus for the women to come and do a mitzvah. The Chasam Sofer says exactly the same with menorah, because menorahs were lit outside. It's mimele women did not do that mitzvah. Let's just talk about quickly a second inyan. And that's as follows. Let's think again about the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, because this is a mitzvah which be'emes one can look at two ways. We all know, let's take the simple example of the Keshes or the Yamagodl. There are many brachas which are related to seeing. Right? What does that mean? A person sees the Keshes, right? So the fact that he's seen the Keshes, that creates the chiyuv. I've seen a rainbow, I'm now mechuyev to make the bracha. I've seen the Yamagodl, I'm now mechuyev to make a bracha. And exactly the same one can say with the Levana, right? One has seen the Levana, one now has seen the new Levana. Now comes a chiyuv, because I have seen it, comes a chiyuv to make the bracha. But others don't learn like that. There are certainly those who do learn like that, but others who do not learn like that, and they say fakad. The seeing, again, is only the hechatimtza. Every time the chodesh comes, kicks in a chiyuv, kicks in a mitzvah. Nisan is now here. We already have now, from last night, at the moment when Nisan came in, a mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. And that mitzvah is already there, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that we see the moon or don't see the moon. The mitzvah is here now and with us. Avadir, you can only do the mitzvah when you see the moon. Right? But the mitzvah is already there. And Be'emes HaDodi B'Huda goes in that shitta, and we can see that shitta has got a makaya in Hanhoga, because the din is an interesting din, that Mafsik in Kriyas HaMegillah for Kiddush Levana. Right? If the mitzvah was only there when you see it, who's asking you to go and look out of the window and see the moon? Concentrate on the Megillah, look into your Megillah. But it's not like that. The Chiyuv is already there. That's clearly how the Noda Behuda learns. The Chiyuv is already there, and as soon as you see the moon, you've therefore got to do Kiddush Levana. The Suma, many say that the Suma is Chayiv. If it was a mitzvah Zmariya, a Suma Zikha would not be Chayiv. But Amai, the mitzvah is already with us. The emes is that it's very hard to say that we are naig like that, because were that the case, then the first time we see the moon, we'd have to do Kiddush Levana each month. And we don't. Many people wait till the seventh day, many people wait till Motzei Shabbos. Right, it's l'chur, that's a shtikla kasha on our Hanhoga, because from the poskim it seems that the mitzvah is already with us, and if the mitzvah is already with us, then we should be doing the mitzvah at the very first opportunity, which we don't. We wait, we see it, and we put it off, if need be, to later in the month. Let's go back to finish with what we said at the very, very beginning, that Parshas HaKodesh is an equally pivotal and an equally yesodisticker part of the Torah, and something which would have been worthy of beginning the Torah with were it not for the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu decided to start with Bereishis to teach us our right and to give us our title deeds to Eretz Yisrael. As we say in the Tfilas, which we say in the Bracha, which we say at Kiddush Levana, that the moon is something which is going to renew itself. Shemasidim lischadesh, the Yotzim, right, that the moon is something which at the moment we have it as it is, but the moon is something which in the same way as it is Mechadesh itself, it's month, it's a simon, it's a symbol of the fact that we as Klal Yisrael are also Bizman HaGa'ula going to be Mechadesh ourselves and renew ourselves and reach a new level of vitality and a new level, as we said, of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when the Ga'ula comes. It's Mimela, Kiddush Levana, Kiddush HaChodesh, and Kiddush Levana, which we've shown is so much linked up with it, is a symbol of the fact of Kiddush of Klal Yisrael, of the eternity of Klal Yisrael, and the fact that Klal Yisrael, even when it's in Golus, is going to renew itself and become the Am Hashem in the full sense of the word, and there'll be the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael will be visible and will be evident to everyone, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to lay down at the very, very beginning of the Torah that he has that close connection, that there is that close connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. So also HaKadosh HaZeh Elohim teaches us the eternity of Klal Yisrael, the fact that we are like the moon, and that's why we compare to the moon, that there will be a Kiddush of Am Yisrael. And that's why HaKadosh HaZeh Elohim is such a wonderful preface, such a wonderful hakdama to the festival of Pesach, to the Chag HaPesach, because that's what Pesach is all about. Pesach is certainly celebrating, and the fact we are chaygeg our Gula from Mitzrayim, but it's equally the fact that we're looking forward to and the fact that we are celebrating as well, the fact that we say it, B'nayim L'Fonu Shir Chadosha, many of the Bracha we say, that we look forward to the future Gula and bringing Karbonis, is HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in the Torah, and that would have been a very good beginning to the Torah, the eternity of Klal Yisrael, the fact that Yitzhak Hashem, one day there will be Gula, Shabib B'Meirav Yomeinu, Amen.